This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Iowa Congressman Steve King, Republican, representing the Hawkeye State's 5th Congressional District, also a member of the House Small Business Committee. We want to get his thoughts today as we're expecting a Wednesday unveiling from President Obama on the Democrats' latest edition of health care reform legislation. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thanks a lot for having me, Greg. I appreciate it.
Obviously, at this point, it's a little bit of a speculation because it'll be on Wednesday, I guess, now that the president will unveil his supposedly slimmed down version of health care reform legislation. Pretty clear from the end of the summit last week, sir, that the Democrats are planning to go forward with their version of this. What do you expect to be different in what he proposes tomorrow?
Well, I can't expect that it would be substantially different. As long as they have been negotiating on this, if there had been a time that they had the votes to pass it and sit it down the president's desk, I believe that's what they would have done. And, you know, as I watched them move forward till this 25th, that last Thursday, and that health care discussion that took place, that was the president's last-ditch effort. He had lost so much of his juice, so much of his mojo, because he was pushing a very, very unpopular National Health Care Act. And he marginalized him more and more. The only place he could go to find a way to pick up more political capital was to try to find Republicans that would agree with him. At this point, and I think it was clear at the end of the meeting on Thursday, that they had all along been working behind the scenes in secret negotiations, all the while the president was posturing himself to be working out in the open on C-SPAN in a bipartisan way. And when Harry Reid said on Thursday, "No one is talking about reconciliation," well, maybe they're calling it the nuclear option behind the closed doors, but that's what it is. So I think they go forward with it. I don't think we'll see much for concessions because there isn't a lot that they can do. They have to give up the things that they're trying to accomplish here and start down the path of ending lawsuit abuse, selling insurance across state lines, full deductibility. I don't see any of those coming to us in a form that Republicans can accept them.
Congressman, we're also seeing some reports that the Democrats may add a couple other ideas being promoted by Republicans. We've heard about maybe some small steps towards tort reform, maybe changing the language a little bit on allowing folks to shop across state lines for their health care coverage. Would a couple extra policies that Republicans like change many Republican minds, do you think?
I don't think so. I'm trying to think of what Republican might be tantalized by one tiny little step in the right direction. And I've argued for some weeks now that they've just cooked up with this Health Care Act a toxic stew. And they started out with Hillary Clinton's health care bill from 15 years ago, and that was tainted to begin with. And the more you drop into that, it just gets more and more a bigger toxic stew, and nobody wants a spoonful of it. And I don't think that's what the Democrats don't understand that at this point. I don't think that the president does, nor Nancy Pelosi or Harry Reid. So I think they're stuck with the mess they created, and they're in a very difficult position politically. If they move forward, they essentially blow the place up with a nuclear option, if they can actually get the votes to do that even. And if they stop, of course, they have to accept the idea that the president's number one agenda has been defeated with majorities of 40 votes in the House and 19 in the Senate. That's not a very good position to be in if you're a president, but it's better to pick a position the American people will support and go forward with that kind of an agenda, and I think he's completely miscalculated.
Back in November, of course, the original House version of health care reform passed 220 to 215. I remember talking to you right after it because you missed your own son's wedding in order to make sure you voted no against this bill. Now we're hearing reports, sir, that 9 of those Democrats potentially, who voted against it back in November, would be willing to consider voting for it. Perhaps they thought it should be even more sweeping than what the Democrats proposed. Is that going to make the difference here, or do you think there are enough people who are upset with the abortion language, for example, that still puts this very much up in the air about whether the House can even get that simple majority?
Well, of course, this makes me concerned when I hear that there are 9 of them that had voted no that might consider voting yes. There were 64 Democrats that voted yes on the Stupak Amendment, not all of them for pro-life reasons, but many of them. I think we might find out at that point how deep their convictions are, because I don't think that they can run a reconciliation package, a nuclear option package, and maintain the Stupak language on abortion. So they run a greater risk of losing more votes on the abortion side than they do, I think, on those 9 that might decide that voted no that would vote yes. But But who knows at this point? I mean, Nancy Pelosi is in a perfect position to continue to twist arms. I can't quite hear the noise from here, but I know what's going on. And, you know, if they were straight with the American people, they would understand that this is something the American people have rejected. And if they didn't get the message in Virginia or New Jersey, how could they not get the message coming out of Massachusetts? It couldn't have come from a more resounding place than that. That is Teddy Kennedy's seat. It was anyway, in spite of what Scott Brown had to say about it, and people's seat, too, appropriately named. But when Teddy Kennedy's old seat goes to a Republican who campaigned on killing the health care bill, I don't know why they intend to push this thing off on the American people and force-feed it. You just simply cannot impose something on the American people that they've rejected, even if they've got the votes for now. The first thing that will happen then in the aftermath is all effort goes to repealing. If they could get the nuclear option passed, all our efforts go to repeal it, and that puts the heat on. And all the discussion from now till November becomes how do you elect a Congress that can repeal this with a president that would veto the repeal. I think it creates a great big mess for them, and I think they should accept defeat at this point, even from a strategic standpoint if I were a Democrat.
Iowa Congressman Steve King represents the Hawkeye State's 5th Congressional District. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.